Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Hello. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. author Tony Lodge.
What? I did the hello that character from The Simpsons does when he's like, why do you talk like that? And he's like, I had a stroke.
For me, it sounded like Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah, with the cake on the face.
One of the greats, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. You good to
crossover? Good. Should we start?
We'll call Bailey, who's in Salt Lake City.
We can call Bailey if you want.
Remember on that live stream when I sculled that Bailey's? Oh, no, it was Kahlua.
Or even worse. Bailey?
Hello, Bailey.
Bailey!
Hello.
Hello. Have we interrupted you? Sorry to interrupt.
What are you up to?
No, it just came up as scam likely. So I was like, maybe it's them. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, we will be taking your money. Yeah, that is clear.
Your phone is right, Bailey. You're being scammed.
And it's only $79.99 a month or something.
Yeah, sign on up. The tax office, you've missed a payment.
Yeah. Buy us 6 gift cards.
I didn't know that we came up as a probable scam.
Yeah, me either.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's not good for our reputation.
No, but Bailey, thanks for answering anyway. That's brave of you.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. I do my best.
That's real commitment to our podcast.
Brave Bailey is what they'll be known as from now on.
Yep.
Well, Brave Bailey, will you approve today's episode?
Yes, I definitely approve.
Oh,
absolutely.
Brave Bailey.
Very
nice.
Brave.
This is Brave Bailey from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I approve this podcast.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
All right, coming up today.
I went out for lunch with a girlfriend the other week. I'm a fancy girl.
Okay, sounds like it.
And something that happened has haunted me since then. Mm. Like, keep me up at night vibes.
Right.
And something similar has happened this week and now I just have to share it.
Okay. Yeah. Is it like get it off your chest? Or?
I think so. Okay. And also just like vibe it and make sure that I'm not the only person that does this.
I think
you know when sometimes you just need a little bit of like reassurance that like I'm not the fucked one here, even though I know that I am.
I think what you've just described is the whole point of the type community.
Actually, in fact, and also just having friends. We're all just chatting about whether this thing that we've done is fucked or not.
But someone once said, the thing I love about TARP is I spent my whole life thinking I was a fuckhead. And since I've found the community, I know I'm still a fuckhead, but at least I'm not alone fuckhead.
One. Yeah. It all like when you're on TikTok and people comment on your videos, like I've never had a single experience that like no one else has had.
Yeah, it's all over. Speaking of which, time for normal or nah to figure out what kind of cooked clowns
home,
there are.
The birthplace of being fucked.
There's some fucked ones today.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We get there.
Let's get the Bible out of it. Thanks, bud.
Sorry, we've just had Easter.
Normal or nah from Erin.
Hi, Erin.
Erin asks, anyone else dry their hair by sticking their head out of the car window like a dog?
Oh, Erin.
Am I normal or nah?
Oh, Erin. I don't want to turn on you this early, Erin, but wow. I don't do that.
Are you running late? Lots of things have to have gone wrong in your day for it to get to that situation.
Is someone else driving you? Because you couldn't do that.
Oh, that's, have you not seen Ace Ventura?
I have actually. Yeah.
That's where I get most of my life advice from.
That's how I figure out whether what I'm doing is fucked or not.
It's enough from me.
Well, no. Yeah. Was it you that we were talking about once that you put like a... I don't want to throw you under the bus here, that you put like a damp T-shirt in the microwave or your undies or something. Was that you?
Oh, I don't want to throw you under the bus. just to let everyone know, it heats it up, but it does not remove it moisture. Doesn't. It actually makes it sweatier and worse.
Yeah, and it probably gives you third degree burns on your scrot.
Nah, it doesn't get that hot. It just gets slimy. And yeah.
Don't say slimy.
Well, don't throw me under the bus.
Sorry. But I think we've talked about that on the pod before. Yeah. But then I couldn't remember if that was you or like someone else I'd talked given
it,
to.
It makes sense. I need, because your brain thinks I need heat, and then you go, microwave brings heat. What could go wrong? And it turns out all of it.
Well, then how does a dryer work?
Well, it's not a wet heat.
Because that's
heat.
Just a big microwave, isn't it? Isn't it?
I'm sure there's a difference, but I don't know anyone that knows the difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I could pop my leftover pasta in the tumble dryer and I'm sure it would come out just the same.
You could actually go like pasta, herbs, bit of cheese and let the dryer do the mixing.
Literally. And like, because sometimes there's a bit of water in there. That would boil that right up stuff in your pasta. That'd be perfect al dente.
Mm, toss my salad right there.
Oh.
Is that what that means?
No. Yeah, it does actually. I'd continue saying that. But basically what we've learned. Tumble dryer, basically a big microwave.
Can someone write that down and let's do it?
Can we put it on a t-shirt?
Sure.
Should we get some merch made?
Yeah.
My tumble dryer is my oh my God. You know when people have like my other car is a rocket ship or whatever? My other tumble dryer is a microwave. And people put, and we write, okay, we get bumper stickers made for people's dryers and microwaves.
But what about a t-shirt?
Bumper sticker on your microwave.
I'm also open to a t-shirt that says I dried this t-shirt in my microwave.
That's also very good. Yes. Yeah. Or a pasta sticker that says I made this pasta in my tumble dryer. Or a laptop sticker that's like my other laptop's a tumble dryer. Or like on my water bottle, it could sell out my other water bottle's a laptop. And they're all just ridiculous. I'll get a tattoo on Torb's and it's like my other boyfriend. My other boyfriend's a microwave.
My other boyfriend's hotter than this boyfriend.
My other boyfriend's Ryan John.
They would sell out if they we only printed one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd buy it.
Thank you.
Anyway, Aaron, nah.
Yeah, you're the idiot in all of this conversation, Aaron. Jackie has a normal or nah.
Hi, Jackie.
Instead of eating nachos the normal way, Jackie eats them layer by layer.
What's the normal way?
Just eating it.
As in like?
Well, in a thing you would have like the chip and like a bit of dip and there'd be some cheese and some bean and stuff on there.
But do you mean because you kind of like take from the outside or something?
But she's just like mouthful of chip and then the next layer down, like, oh, a little bit of bean and then go a little bit further down.
Oh.
This will paint the picture more because okay. Jenny has replied.
Hi, Jenny.
And says, my boyfriend eats lasagna layer by layer, eating each ingredient individually. I fear I may have entered into a relationship with a psychopath, says Jenny. What's the point of having lasagna?
The whole thing is that you enjoy it layer by layer.
That's what I think lasagna is.
Sorry.
In Italian, lasagna means layers.
I actually think it does.
Does it? No one Googled. I don't want to answer that.
Yeah, no, but I think it does.
Okay, great. So that's the point. It's like, can I have the layers but with no layers?
Do you know what I do with a nachos?
What?
I like to eat from the outside in and then right at the end you get like the cheesiest bite.
Yeah.
Because it's got like all the meat and all the cheese is like in the middle and then you get like one chip and the hot, like so you've eaten 50 dry chips,
yeah.
But then right at the end you get like six really good ones.
Yeah, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. And people who've been OG tarpers will know that Tony is planning the last bite from the moment she has the first bite because heaven forbid you land, imagine just having a dry chip as your last bite and you go, I guess that's it then.
Or imagine like you don't figure it out properly and then the last bite is like broccoli. No, eat all the broccoli first.
Yeah, fuck that off. Get it done. Get it out of the way.
Yeah. Thank you for knowing that about me.
I know a lot about you.
Another bumper sticker idea. I'm always planning the last bite.
That makes you sound like Hannibal Lecter.
Maybe I am. Always planning the last bite.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, that was a disgusting noise.
Yeah, sorry. Ooh.
That sounded a bit like a... Like, rah.
Can you? Yeah, I was gonna say. Can you say, do you want to come over for dinner and then do the noise?
Do you want to come over for dinner? That's not bad, actually. Oof. Do you know what I did buy a pasta roller for my KitchenAid? You know how my boyfriend Dobbs bought me a KitchenAid for my 30th?
An accessory for my accessory, yeah.
KitchenAid's not an accessory. It's a whole machine. It's like a mixer. Well,
it's an accessory to the kitchen.
It's the kitchen's aid.
Yeah.
Not the kitchen's accessory.
Oh, my mistake.
But I bought a pasta roll. It goes on the front and it like, yeah.
And how's it go? Like it fucking.
Well, yeah. And I'll make a lasagna. Yeah. My sister and I used it.
Yeah. Oh, so you roll out a whole thing, a sheet.
Yeah.
For the
Yeah.
Well, don't let Jenny's boyfriend around there.
Yeah. No, that sounds awful. My other boyfriend's a microwave. Sorry.
Matzing has a cultural normal or nah.
Ooh.
Us Filipinos, says Matzing, call the last piece of food on a shared dish the shy piece because everyone's a bit shy because they feel a bit of guilt and embarrassment about getting the last bit of the shared plate.
Yeah.
Oh, is that yours? That might be the last one. Oh,
Did you have three?
Yeah.
And also, you know, when you really fucking want it, but then someone's more brave than you and they go, does anyone want this? I might have it. And you go, oh, I'm so stuffed.
I've never said that.
I couldn't possibly. That's
or
because
you say that.
No, that's because when you go, oh, I'll have that. I go, oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the. I always feel so guilty.
The shy piece standoff is a staple for us at every potluck or friend catch up dinner, and I want to know if this showdown is normal or not in other cultures as well.
100%. I reckon everybody does it, especially at a big group dinner. Like if it was just you and your partner, and you kind of go, oh. I preferred this thing and you liked that. Mm. Like that's what Torbs and I do. If there's one of two things left, I'll go, oh, I liked that more. So you have that thing and that's all good.
Brody Green and I went and got dumplings the other day.
Did you?
And dumplings is the ultimate showdown.
Yeah.
Because we had one each and we were already eyeing each other off.
And you're like, oh, hang on. Yeah. I love that Xiaolong Bao. Yeah. You don't like those soup dumplings,
do you?
Don't look
at those.
Yeah.
No, very normal.
That's very normal. Great fucking question.
Do you like the concept of calling it the shy piece because everyone's a bit too shy to get it?
I do.
Yeah, because I always just go the last bit, but the shy piece has a bit of a...
What an icebreaker as well because it's already an awkward situation. You go, oh, the shy piece, and they go, what does that mean? You go, oh, everyone's a bit too shy. That's quite nice.
That is quite nice.
Bringing a bit of class to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Matzing. Finally, Leanne asks, normal or nah?
Hi, Leanne.
Walking around the airport wearing your neck pillow. It's a big fucking nah from me, says Leanne. If you're awake enough to walk around the terminal, you're awake enough for your head to remain upright on your shoulders.
Agree. Totally agree. Mm. Normal. I think neck pillows, like, fuck them off. Grow up. Are you a baby that can't keep its neck up? Like, literally, do you need an Elizabethan collar because you've been in an accident? Unless it's not medically required, I think a neck pillow can fuck completely off. I hate them. I think they look stupid. I think that they're a pain in the ass to pack, hold, have.
Yep.
Like, they are just the biggest pain in the ass. And you know what else about a neck pillow?
Please.
I actually think that there should be a travel minimum. And as you're going through customs, if they go, ma'am, you actually don't meet the requirements to bring a neck pillow, they should make you set it on fire in customs. Because I've been on a flight to Sydney before from Melbourne,
Time you get up, you're already coming back
down. It's about 6 minutes. I don't even have time to go down with the trolley most of the time.
Anyone want drinks? Too bad.
Yeah, see you later. And then neck pillow. You're joking me.
Fuck right off.
Even to Perth. And that's like, four hours?
Yeah.
It's still too short. I reckon the minimum is like a 15-hour flight for a neck pillow for me.
15, so 12 hours grow up.
Nah. And even at 15, I think you're fine.
So when we went to Dallas,
it
was 16 hours.
Yep.
And what did I rock up with?
Neck pillow.
And how many flights do we have in and around the US?
80.
Yeah. And what happened to that neck pillow?
Got left on the plane on the flight to Dallas-Fort Worth.
The first flight. We cleared customs. We got on the taxi and I went,
my neck pillow.
And Tony said,
fuck you.
This is Bailey from Salt Lake City, Utah, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. We've got heaps of good stuff over there. You should check it out if you want to. Oliver Chan, thank you so much, Oliver.
Thank you.
Catherine Kidd, love you, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
And you, Kidd. Jordan Farley, good on you, Jordan. Corey Phillips and Kimbo.
Champion tappers will have seen the last live stream where we did the Maui oysters.
Yeah.
And one thing that's overlooked that needs to be highlighted was, I think, one of the best examples of 0 to 100 Tony, when I accidentally popped the cork of the champagne a little harder and more into your house than I thought.
I was aiming for the backyard. Accidentally is probably a little bit strong.
I was aiming for the backyard and I just didn't get the trajectory right.
The clearance.
And I hit the roof.
And so
did Tony. And if you want to go back and watch that, you'll just, every time you hear 0 to 100 Tony from now on, you'll go, oh, okay.
But I think
I
think I was very clear about what was required. And I said, please don't do that. You'll hit the roof. And you went, nah, 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 nah. And then you did.
Well, yeah. Mm. Well, I didn't do it. It popped itself. I was just holding the bottle when it popped. Your Honor.
That would not hold up in court, especially my court.
Yeah, okay.
I mentioned before, I went out for lunch with a girlfriend the other week. Mm-hmm. And I have not stopped thinking about this. And then history has repeated itself. Anyway, you know when you're out with a great friend or someone you just have a really amazing conversation with,
yep,
and you just get really consumed in what you're talking about.
You're in the zone.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And you, like, kind of anything could happen around you.
The world doesn't exist outside a 2 meter radius of this conversation because I'm so in it.
Yeah, and we were like sitting in a restaurant. So there was people around us, but they were also all consumed in what they were talking about. So it was like everyone was in their own little world. And we're sitting there and we're having this like great conversation. And we decided to do like the set menu, like feed me thing.
I love a feed me set too. Menu. And they go, oh, the chef reckons this, 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 and this today. And you go, well, he probably knows better than I do, so bring it on out.
And it normally has like the 3 or 4 things you're deciding between anyway, but then you get to share all of it and you get to taste more stuff.
Yeah, love it.
Because that's my thing about ordering lots of food. It's not about like
the shy piece.
The shy piece, exactly. It's not about like lots in terms of, I don't want a lot of one thing. I want lots of a million tiny things.
Just
like
a bite or two of that.
Lots of little textures, lots of little tastes, lots of little zings and whatever, like little bit spicy stuff. That's my whole thing. It's the same like ordering food costs a fortune. Like, you know, if you do a like a Thai for dinner or something, and then you're like, oh, but I want lots of different textures in my
and
mouth.
You spend $100
and it lasts you 3 dinners because you've got like still little bits of everything left.
And by you've got 3 dinners, you mean you just leave it in the fridge for 3 weeks, it goes off and
you intend to eat it. Yeah, you've got the best of intentions. Right. See, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so we decided on doing the set menu. It looked fucking awesome. But it also meant that like there was no real reason for like the waiter to come over.
Because,
Like we sat down and I said to the person I was at lunch with, I was like, I think that we should do the set menu. And she looked at it and went, great. And I just was like, yeah, we'll do 2 set menus. Like, can you please bring us over like a few bottles of water?
Yep.
I think she got like a mocktail, like juicy right. thing. And we were both kind of like sipping on that, but mainly drinking water.
So the waiter has no, there's no decision making anymore.
Exactly. Like literally. And then as our drinks kind of got lower, they'd like come over and be like, another round or whatever. And we'd be like, yeah or not, whatever. But right. basically we'd ordered all the food and that was it. And so the waiter like keeps coming over.
Why?
And he's like, everything all good here, guys? And I'm like, we've ordered our food. We've got full drinks sitting here. We've got water. And I'm like, yeah, all good. Like, thank you so much. And then I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm like, that's quite attentive. Like, what good service?
Yeah.
But I'm also like having a really good conversation with my friends. Yeah. So I'm a bit like, oh, we're right in the middle. Like,
does he feel like you ordering the set menu has taken his job away?
Oh, and he's like, oh, just well, I'll just
not,
check in again.
If I'm not checking in, then what am I doing?
Yeah, and I was literally.
I'm getting replaced by AI. Sorry, I just like to throw that in from time to time. Just, you know, why can't I have a podcast? You know how this.
And at first, like, I'm like, oh, that's like really kind of him.
Yeah.
And then, like, we'd been sitting there for a while and, like, the food's still coming out. Yep. So it's not as if we'd, like, overstayed our welcome. Food's still coming out and we're still ordering, still, like, spending money or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, keeps coming over and I'm like, yeah, like we're all good. Thank you so, like, thank you so much for checking
so
in.
This
we're
isn't
all good.
When he's like bringing a new plate.
No, this is like him coming over and being like, everything okay?
Because that's a good time when you're cleaning up the prior plate or bringing the next plate.
To then how be like, oh, need another drink. How was that? Did you want a little bit more of this? Or some people order an extra plate of blah. Are you keen on that or whatever? But it wasn't like a natural time for him to come over, and it also wasn't like a lull in conversation. You know when you like. Are at a function or a party or something, and you would never walk over to someone mid-convo. You'd kind of wait for them to be like, oh, well, so good to see you. They'd be like, oh, could I steal you for a second or whatever.
Remember this because tomorrow I need to share something with you about the awkward moment when you're at a party and someone else is mid-conversation because you, unlike the waiter, you, a polite person, will go, they're deep in conversation. I'm just going to let them be.
And I'll just vibe it. Like, I feel like I've got quite a good sense of, like, when's a good time
so
to be
so this guy's
like,
not reading the room, is that what you're saying?
Well, and this is what I'm thinking. I'm just like, you're a waiter at, like, a pretty nice place.
Be invisible. Isn't that the goal?
And
slide in, slide out, be unseen, be a ninja.
And because at first I was like, wow, so attentive. Like, that's like great. That. But it kind of kept happening at, like, really weird times.
Yeah.
And anyway, I realised 3/4 into the lunch or something.
Yeah.
That because I was so into the conversation, I was doing this a lot, gesticulating and talking with my hands.
She's doing some big hand talking in the room here.
And because immediately I'm like, what's the pattern?
Are you
what's
a big hand talker?
What's the, not normally.
You're all revved up.
But I'm like chatting with someone and we're having this great convo and whatever. And immediately when this guy's coming over and I'm like, okay, there's obviously a pattern here. There's obviously something that's like giving this person the signal to come over. Yep. And I realized that I'd been doing this.
Waving
and
every the hands
time,
around.
And every time I'd moved my hands, he's gone, she needs something.
Yes, Tony.
And I was like, oh, okay, like I need to, maybe that's what's happening. And I kind of, then I'm like, I need to just like sit here like this.
Oh, and it, no.
And then
tell
so
Tony
I,
to sit still. She's off.
Well, then I'm very aware that I'm like trying to sit really still. And I'm like, well, that doesn't look normal either. So I'm like trying to kind of meet myself in the middle. And then I think I was also a bit embarrassed that I would never, ever be someone that would wave a waiter over in like an aggressive way.
I think
there's a
way to do it.
Totally a way to do it. But I would just never be like,
would you whistle
throw a hand. No. But I accidentally clicked at him.
What do you mean? Accidentally?
So then I'm being...
Accidentally. Sorry, bud.
So I'm telling this story. We're having this conversation. Yeah. And I went, oh, every time. Like that. And I was obviously talking to my friend. And we were so in the zone.
4 waiters appear.
But I've done 3 clicks. And he has sprinted over like fucking Usain Bolt, like nothing else. And he's run over. And I ignored him because I was like, I'm not talking to you. And I stayed locked on.
Because I didn't look at the help.
No. Because I was more just being like, I'm not clicking at you. I'm very obviously just like telling the story. And then he's come over, halfway over, he's realized, oh, she's not calling me over. And he went somewhere else. So he didn't come all the way over, but we kind of like figured it out.
Yeah.
But I was absolutely mortified because I would never click at a waiter in my whole entire life. I would sooner get up and be like, oh, excuse me, when you have a sec, could you give
us a hand or something? You would sooner go and serve yourself or clean your own dishes.
I'd actually just leave. I would pay and then I would just get a drink from Macca's on the way home.
Yeah.
Like that's probably what I would do. Anyway, so I realized that I'm accidentally rude. Who knew? on Monday, we went to the footy.
Tony's box.
And we got a corporate box for us and like a bunch of tarpers.
Yep.
There was like 18 or 20 of us or something
yep.
in a corporate box watching the footy. I'd never been into a corporate box like at the footy before.
Yep.
So I didn't really know what to expect. And it was really fancy.
Yeah.
It was so fancy. Like it was really cool. We had like all these like plush seats.
I believe someone joked about, oh, imagine if there was sushimi and then it came out 30 seconds later.
They brought all this sushi out and we were like, what the hell?
They're listening.
And then there was this meat there that none of us knew what it was. And they go, oh, that's duck. And we went, what?
Yeah.
What? I've never seen that in real life.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so fancy. And we're all kind of chatting. We're like checking it all out and going, oh my God, how cool. And then this man appears and his name's Ash. And he's like our friend for the night.
When you say friend, we decided to call him friend instead of waiter.
Server.
Yeah, because he wanted to be a part of the thing and he was great.
And he was great and he was chatting with us and whatever and he was such a sweetheart, but he was like serving the drinks and bringing the food out and stuff. And when we're chatting with him and like talking about the footy, we're like, oh, who do you barrack for? Yep. Like whatever. Anyway, but when we first arrived in the box, like because we were talking about the MCG and you and I, like literally Tony and Ryan standing there talking about, I was like, oh, over there is where I was for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about Ash.
Yeah.
But Hot Ash from Perth.
Hot Ash from Tarpa. Perth, who's a Tarpa and a Taylor Swift fan.
She, I think, is the biggest Swiftie in Australia.
Yep.
Like she's a massive Taylor Swift fan. She's made all this content while Taylor Swift was here.
Yep.
Taylor Swift looked at her at the concert in Sydney that she went, like, just
did she look at you?
No, she didn't. I was too far away.
Okay.
That's why when I was like, yeah, I was right up there. Anyway, see me using my hands. I got to sit still.
Down, mate.
Anyway, and I was like, oh, Hot Ash, blah, blah. Yeah, Hot Ash, blah, blah. Hot Ash. Yeah, Hot Ash, Hot Ash. And I realized that Ash, who is helping us for the night in the corporate box, very fancy.
Side note, is kind of hot.
Is a good looking boy.
Yeah, very good looking.
He's standing there and he's
being objectified.
And he's he's blushed, gone bright red and gone, oh, like, can I get you guys? Like, you all good? And I went, no, we're all good. And I've been like, mate, we're in a conversation. Like we're obviously having a conversation about something.
And you're talking about Hot Ash.
5 freaking seconds later, I'm like, oh, I've just not only yelled his name like 8 times, but punctuated it with Hot Ash.
Yeah.
And so I've been talking about Hot Ash from Perth, who's a Tarpa and a Swiftie.
Yep.
Hot Ash in the box, though, has thought that I was talking about him. And I've clicked and I've yelled and I've been like, bro, we're in a conversation. Like, don't you serve people all the time? Wouldn't you be so aware of like what a conversation looks like? I'm the asshole.
You don't actually normally get duck, but it was like a sorry duck.
He goes, I'm so sorry.
an apologetic duck.
They upgraded our package because he was like, I was really inattentive.
Yeah.
But and instantly though,
I'm like,
we're in a conversation. Like, why would you ask me what I want while I'm talking? Like, and then I realized like what I'd been doing, just like screaming his name with the adjective that I'd chosen.
Yep.
And I just was,
Is it presumptuous on his behalf that he thought he was Hot Ash?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know what I mean?
That is a good question.
Because some Ashes would be like, they're obviously talking about another Ash.
Yeah.
But not Hot Ash at the MCG. Because he was like, it's obviously me because I'm good looking and gorgeous.
And think about how inappropriate though it would have been if I was actually talking about him.
Well,
like, I would never be like, oh, yeah, Hot Ash over there who's like getting us drinks. Like, and that's obviously not what I was doing. And I would never, ever fucking do that.
Why do you say that's really inappropriate, yet every day in our workplace you threaten to finger me multiple times?
Because you do the same to me.
Oh, we've so been two, on two wrongs make a right, apparently.
We've been on many planes together, mate. You and your travel pillow. Okay, it's not hiding anything. But yeah, so I just really needed to get that off my chest and make sure I'm not the only person that talks to their handler and has accidentally been mistaken for someone that would click at a waiter.
Yeah.
Or so objectify it, someone in their
So workplace. Is this your state of the nation address where you would like to just declare and put on the record a point of order?
I'm not an asshole.
You're not a waiter clicker?
I'm not.
You're not a waiter objectifier?
Thank you.
You're not rude. You're just an animated storyteller.
Just an animated storyteller. Yeah. And I'm clicking in my stories and I need to stop. It ends here.
I like a click in a story.
Me too. I think it punctuates the moment. You know, like it's what right. you need.
Don't let objectify
Don't
hot
let
ash
society tell
you
tell me
what you can and can't do.
I just felt so, and then afterwards I was like, he probably thought that I was so creepy.
He did. He said something later on.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. He's probably like, wow, that was like made me feel a bit uncomfortable. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I just say as well that Hot Ash from Perth has approved that nickname? She posted on a
She
posted on a thing the other day. She said, I'm just gonna go change my name to Hot Ash.
Hot Ash. Yeah. Okay, great.
But yeah, so apologies everybody. If you've ever seen me in a restaurant, I promise I'm not clicking and waving at anybody for attention.
It's for the attention of the person receiving the story.
I'm doing like this major musical theatre improvised show for people.
Everyone else should be on the bill, like a $10.
Literally,
surcharge.
Like I should get paid for entertaining those around me.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, ma'am.
That's what I was waiting for, and I appreciate that.
I think you should be allowed on the airplane first.
I agree.
You're like military personnel? Storyteller clickers.
No, even before that, with the pilots.
Okay.
Put me on with the pilots. I'll help them clean the plane if they need. I'll pop some blankets on a chair. I don't mind helping out. Yeah. I just need to be on there first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got You Love to See It, which you're going to love as well, Tony.
Great.
Travis says, now that Easter has been and gone, trying to get rid of leftover Easter gear are the supermarkets, and isn't it time for a chocolate bargain? Cream-filled eggs are half price at my local.
You love to see that.
You do love to see that.
I would like to, from now on, celebrate Easter with my family the following weekend.
Yeah.
So you can go into Coles on the Monday and get a heap of eggs for next to nothing.
Fuck yeah.
And you get them the best eggs or those massive ones you can get and you go, well, I can't afford that.
Yeah. Well, you can the week after because the discounts are rife.
Yeah.
Emily replied.
It's a great hack.
I think we found Emily's vice, by the way.
Oh.
She replies, oh, those dirty little cream eggs. They're so good. They come in a six-pack now and fuck me right up.
Do you like a cream egg? I don't. I know I'm going to go on the record and say that I don't really. I get it.
I get it.
It's just not too sweet for me.
It's not for me. I'm pretty sure that's also Emily who I work with at Channel 7 on the morning show.
Oh, is it?
So I might just need to see how she's doing. So,
yeah. Oh, she's full of cream eggs. She's fine.
She's great now, yeah.
Do you know what I do like though? And I think I said this last week, but a fucking Lindt bunny.
Yeah.
Fuck me right up. They're so creamy. And that little bell, I mean, can you get any cuter?
They're annoying though. Because there's bells all over my house now.
Oh, fuck, must be doing all right at your place. How many bells you got?
Well, how many Lindt bunnies did I have is the question.
How many did you have? They're not cheap.
Well, it's actually good because when Mabel finds it, you can hear her. You go, she's just over there.
Yeah, like a little cat collar. Just attach that to one of her tops so she jingles as she's walking around.
I hear a jingle getting close to the stairs. Yeah. So I know.
I love to see it is, you know how I've talked before about how I get lots of random Facebook groups suggested to me? Mm. I got one from this group called Tua Aotearoa, and it's like a really famous, I've done some research, a really famous New Zealand bike track.
Right.
And it's like a bike backpacking thing and people do this trail.
Mm.
You do the whole thing. It's like very famous and it's quite common for people to go and like do it themselves. A bit like, you know, like how you can walk the Camino in Spain and it's like, it's a real camaraderie thing.
Do I sense a new hobby on the horizon?
No, absolutely fucking not. No, but I got suggested this group and it was this page, this post in the group that had gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
This young guy messaged and said, hello everyone, I'm 18 and I've just got a question because I'm really stuck. I've cycled from blah to blah. I'm absolutely loving it, but I've blown my full budget and I'm trying to figure out whether I should finish the trail and like take a bit of money out of savings or like do I just like cop that I've spent my whole budget and like
pack it up
and pack up here. Like, and he was kind of being like, is it worth spending the money.
Yeah.
Like, what's the scenery like? Like, yep. Is it more of the same of kind of what I've seen? There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments of people being like, not only is it beautiful, but I live here. You can pitch your tent in my front yard. Oh, I'm here. I can make you a hot meal for the lunch on day four. I live here and like we own the pub there. So we'll give you a hot meal and you can have a shower and stuff like free of charge. All good. And I'm not going to read through all the comments because they're up.
Hundreds.
But this young guy, he's 18, and all of these people are just like, nope, you've got to do it. It's a once in a, like, when are you going to be back here? Yeah. And there's other people being like, dip into your savings. You can always make more money, but you can't make like more memories and you're already here. And isn't that just beautiful?
Now, I know we've probably already overdone our sticker budget.
We've hit some quotes today,
if we didn't waste all those t-shirts on my other t-shirt is a tumble dryer.
Yeah.
We could have used one for that.
They are shame. Good though. But shame. You can make more memories, but you can't. No, that's not what it is. You can make more
and I'll do a drum roll and then you're going to nail it. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Lodge.
You can make more money, but you can't go back and make more memories. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Yeah, and so this kid I saw, I'd seen it like 5 days after it had been posted. Yeah. So by that point, he'd replied to heaps of people and been like, I'm going to fucking do it. I've pulled some money over and everyone's being so generous, so I'll have a hot dinner with Shirley in fucking Queenstown. Yeah, and I'm bloody – and yeah, and love he's it. Like doing it. Isn't that so cool?
That's so good. Good on him. And good on everyone else for getting around him.
Yeah.
And good on you for just not just breezing past the tour group.
This random, and it's just
it
like
it gets recommended and you go, I know that's not for me, but I will dive in.
Well, I just read it and then it had all these comments. Yeah. I was like, wonder what that is.
Totally get you.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet.
Tomorrow on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What disproportionately upsets you?
Oh, everything. How much time do we have?
Infinite time on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's not live.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to be.
So that's tomorrow on the show. And thank you for everyone that suggested theirs. And I don't know if Tony is going to nod in approval or like nod in rage.
Okay, good.
But they'll be nodding.
And it's a video show. You'll be able to tell
how I'm traveling. You tell us. All right, we'll chat to you then.
Love you, bye.